Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Pam Quinn from Monticello, Iowa, and I'd like to share with you a play that a friend of mine and her family put on at a Halloween party that they gave this past Friday, October 13th. Most of the guests at the party were from the Des Moines chapter of the NFB, and this play that was put on was written by my friend April Enderton in Des Moines, Iowa, and it's based on The Wizard of Oz, only this play is called The Wizard of Eyes. We were all sitting in the picnic shelter, and the only problem with the recording of this play is that I was sitting at the opposite end from where the play started. And fortunately, once they come down the yellow brick road, you'll hear that they come down where I was sitting, so that was a good thing. So most of the play came out really well. It was just the very beginning and the very end that are a little harder to understand. Most of you are probably familiar with The Wizard of Oz. If you're like me, you've seen it hundreds of times. So because of that, I think you'll be able to understand the softer parts pretty well. The play starts out with the tornado, and after that's over, Dorothy finds that she's in a strange land and that she is blind. The characters in the play, Dorothy is played by April's granddaughter, Taylor. Glenda, the Good Witch of the North, is played by April Enderton. The Scarecrow is played by Jim and April's son, Eric Enderton. The Tin Man is played by Alan Enderton. The Cowardly Lion is played by their son, Kevin Enderton. And the Wizard is played by their son, Richard Enderton. So, here's the play. I hope you all enjoy it, and happy Halloween to everybody.
Joy, you're standing on the yellow brick road. Come here, Joy.
Go.
Very mysterious. He lives in the Emerald City. That's a long journey. Pardon me, that way's a very nice way. Well, that way's a very nice way, too. Of course, people do go both ways.
What's the matter? Can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I have a full of straw. I don't know.
People get out
there
and
drink an awful lot of coffee, don't they?
What's wrong?
Who? Why?
Why did
it break?
Stop it,
doesn't it? That's funny.
The bird with the flower. Well, my head, I scratch a lot of thoughts. Poor fizzy accident. My own You're going to see a wizard? Why, do you think if I went with you, this wizard could give me some brains?
But even if he did, you would be no worse off than you are now.
We're off to see the wizard! The wonderful wizard of Oz! I can talk again. Oh, oil my arms, please. Oil my elbows. Oh, that feels much better. I felt that act up for ages.
How do you ever get like this?
Well, about a year ago, I was chopping that tree when suddenly it began to rain. Right in the middle of a chop, I rested solid. I've been that way ever since.
Well, perfect now.
Perfect? You think I'm perfect? Thing on my chest. You think I'm perfect? The Tin Man forgot to give me a heart.
No heart?
No heart. Oh. Oh. Well, I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, I am awfully sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy that shoots the arrows and fly over the hell. Suppose the wizard wouldn't give me a heart. What then?
Oh, but he will. He must. We've come such a long way already.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard eyes. You're more likely to come face to face with a wild animal.
Animals that eat straw?
Some, but mostly lions and tigers and bears.
Lions!
And tigers?
And bears.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my!
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my!
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my!
Put them up! Put them up! Which one of you first?
I'll fight you both together if you want. I'll fight you with one paw tied behind my back. I'll fight you standing on one foot. I'll fight you with my eyes closed. I'll fight you pulling an axe on me. Sneaking up on me, eh? Sneaking up on me.
Here, go away and leave us alone.
Hey, how long do you stay fresh in that can? Come on, get up and fight, you shivering junkyard. Hands up, you lopsided bag of hay.
Now that's getting personal, Lion. Yeah, get up and teach him a lesson.
What's wrong with you teaching him?
Well, I hardly know him.
I'll get you anyway, Pee-wee.
Kevin! Oh. Kevin!
What did you do that for? I didn't bite him.
But you tried to.
You didn't have to go and hit me, did you?
My goodness, what a fuss you're making. You're nothing but a big, great big coward.
I am a coward. I haven't any courage at all. I even scare myself.
Don't you think the wizard could help him, too?
And him and Granny.
Agree. You some courage.
My life has been simply unbearable.
Well, it's all right now. The wizard will fix everything.
I'm afraid there's no denying. I'm just a dandelion. A fate I don't deserve. I'd be as brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard,
then I'm sure to get a brain, a heart,
my sight,
the nerve.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
Wait a minute, fellas. I was just thinking. I don't really want to see the wizard this much. I better wait for you outside.
Don't you know the wizard's going to give you some courage?
I'd be too scared to ask him for it.
Well, then we'll ask him for you.
I'd sooner wait outside because I'm still scared.
Come forward.
I want to go home.
I am Eyes, the great and powerful. Who are you? Who are you?
If you please, I am Bertha Blind and Meek. We've come to ask you...
Silence! The great and powerful Eyes knows why you have come. Step forward, Tin Man. You dare to come to me for a heart, do you?
Yes.
You clinking, clanking, clattering collection of collagenous junk?
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, Your Honor. You see, a while back... We were walking down the yellow brick road and...
Silence! And you, Scarecrow, have the effrontery to ask for a brain, you billowing bale of bulky fodder?
Yes, Your Honor, Your Excellency, Your Wizardry.
Enough! And you, Lion, well...
You ought to be ashamed of yourself frightening him like that when he came to you for help.
Silence, whippersnapper! The beneficent Eyes has every intention of granting your request. But first, I have to give the matter a little thought. Go away and come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But I want to get my sight back now!
Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Eyes. I said come back tomorrow!
If you were really great and powerful, you'd keep your promises.
Do you presume to criticize the great Eyes, you ungrateful creatures? Think yourselves lucky that I'm giving you audience tomorrow instead of 20 years from now. The Great Eyes has spoken. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The Great Eyes has spoken.
Who are you?
I am the great and powerful Wizard of Eyes.
You're a very bad man.
Oh, no, my dear. I'm a very good man. I'm just a very bad wizard.
What about the heart you promised Tin Man, and the courage you promised Cowardly Lion, and Scarecrow's brain?
Why, anybody can have a brain. That's a mediocre commodity. Back where I come from, we have universities of great learning, where men go to become great thinkers. And when they come out, they think deep thoughts and with no more brains than you have. But they have one thing you haven't got, a diploma. Therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me, I hereby confer on you the honorary degree of THD.
THD?
That's a doctor of theology.
I've got a brain. How can I ever thank you enough?
Well, you can't. As for you, my fine friend, you're the victim of disorganized thinking. You're under the unfortunate delusion that simply because you run away from danger, you have no courage. You're confusing courage with wisdom. Back where I come from, we have men who are called heroes. Once a year, they take their fortitude out of mothballs and parade it down the main street of the city. And they have no more courage than you have. But they have one thing you haven't got, a medal. Therefore, I award you the Triple Cross. You are now a member of the Legion of Courage.
Shucks, folks. I'm speechless.
As for you, my galvanized friend, you want a heart? You don't know how lucky you are not to have one. Hearts will never be practical until they can be made unbreakable.
But I still want one.
Back where I come from, there are men who do nothing all day but good deeds. They're called, good deed doers. Their hearts are no bigger than yours. They have one thing you haven't got, a testimonial. Therefore, in consideration of your kindness, I take pleasure at this time in presenting you with a small token of our esteem and affection. And remember, my sentimental friend, a heart is not judged by how much you love, but by how much you are loved by others.
How about Dorothy?
Yeah, what about Dorothy?
I don't think there's anything in that bag for me.
Child, you cut me to the quick. I'm an old blind man myself, blind since birth. One day, I meandered into this noble city, my long white cane in hand. I was instantly acclaimed eyes, the first wizard deluxe. Since over 70% of blind people are unemployed or underemployed, I accepted the job. Retaining my cane against the advent of a quick getaway, now, my blind friend, I shall give it to you. Carry it with you always, for it will be your passport to independence. Yay. Yay. Come on!
Come there again.
Perhaps I'm the one who needs a brain, because I don't understand how a cane will help me see again.
Indeed, my dear, it will not help you see, but it sure will help you get back to Kansas. What you need are the tools of the trade. Back where I come from, we have blind people who are avid readers. The only thing they have that you do not is the knowledge of Braille. Therefore, my blind cohort, I give to you the Braille alphabet. And to write the Braille alphabet, I give you the gift of a slate and stylus. And remember, one need not see with his eyes to possess great vision. After all, it is not sight that most of us lack, but rather insight. Now go forth, all of you, and conquer the universe. Go quickly, lest you blow my centrifuge.
Oh, Scarecrow, what am I going to do?
Look, over here. Here's someone that can help us. Go quickly, Dorothy. Go quickly.
But that's
so easy. I should have thought of that for myself.
I should have known it in my heart.
No, it's something that she had to learn on her own. Now, that cane will take you home in no time.
Turn two.
Now? Whenever you wish.
I know I'm going to work. It's breaking.
Tin Man.
Richard Enderton as the Wizard.
Kevin Enderton as the Cowardly Lion.
Jerry Enderton Lloyd, stagehand.
Jim Enderton, stagehand, and I'd also like to let you know that April wrote that whole play.